And So You Are Written. Written by September Bells and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, original work, relationship, teenage girl, / the idealized version of herself she's written into fanfiction. Rating, mature. No archive warnings apply. From the additional tags, reader fic meta, self-cest, dubious consent, fat character. At 17, you know what you like. God knows you've written and read enough reader fics to know your type. Smart, dangerous, and willing to pull you into their nonsense. The reader you write is clever, capable, and charming. Things you manage to be some of the time. Sometimes she's your age. Sometimes she's grown. Even though you write reader fics for other people too, to you, the reader is always yourself. Right now, the reader is around your age and has been pulled into a heist with Natasha Romanoff to get a dangerous artifact off the streets and into the hands of S.H.I.E.L.D. instead. You're exhausted now, after school and a load of homework, but you dutifully sit down to write more for your two loyal commenters, one of whom is an IRL. As the words pop up on your screen, the reader seems to come out of it, and you see yourself take form on your bed next to you. "Hey, Reed," you say, because what else can you do but greet yourself in such a situation? You've always called your reader character that in your head, when you're thinking of how to write her. What should we do next, Reed? Who committed the theft then, Reed, if not Mr. Breeshen? What are you up to, naughty Reed? You've carried on so many mental conversations with her that she may as well have been real a long time ago. Reed is dressed in heist gear, all black from head to toe, which makes sense, because she's off helping Natasha Romanoff with that and the fake. You wince, though, because she's schwitzing something fierce, and you never liked wearing black ever since you read that it's slimming. You like being fat. You don't want to hide it. You think of padding over to the dresser to see if you can find something else for Reed to wear. But before you're even up, she stripped herself bare. She cocks a coy smile at you, and you remember suddenly that she has all your best qualities, and is a lot more confident than you are. "Come on," she reassures you, because Reed is kind too. "It's all right. I'm just you." "You know me better than anyone else could," you say, reassured as much by the familiarity of the words as by her comfort. It's a line you've used often in your fics. Sometimes Reed says it, sometimes her love interest. It's like a little slice of normalcy in this rather odd scenario. She kisses you once on each cheek, and then looks you straight in the eye until you kiss her full on the mouth. "We can do anything you like," Reed says after you draw back for breath. You stammer, but words don't quite manage to form from it. Reed painfully cups one of her breasts. "You can play with these."
I don't know,"
you say, eyes fixed on her movement.
"What if Mom and Dad come in?"
"Lock the door, silly," Reed says. So you do, and when you turn back after locking it, you see her approaching, a predatory gleam in her eye.
"I could just eat you up."
You swallow, hard. She runs her hands up and down your sides. At first, she goes over your shirt, but at your first shiver, she slips underneath. You steady yourself against the closed door just in time for Reed to lift your shirt and bend to kiss your belly, and then your bra. She lets her hand squeeze your butt, and then curves them around to your pussy. You make to cry out in pleasure, and she places a finger to your lips.
"Shh."
You tremble a little, and then jerk your head towards the bed. She nods. Together, you walk hand in hand to the bed. Reed is looking at you with undisguised desire, and the moment you're both in bed, she can't keep her hands off of you. As you come together, your mingled desire burns hot, and then softens into something sweet, something like love. In the morning, you wake up drenched, and she is gone. The end.